The Palestinian footballer and hunger striker Mahmoud Sarsak was alongside Jewish comedian Alexei Sale in central London to hand in a letter to the president of the Union of European Football Associations, urging him to cancel the planned under-21 European football tournament in Israel.
Israel exercises apartheid. It exercises a program of injustice against Palestinian sportsmen and women. It carries out an extensive arrest policy of Palestinians with a sporting ambition and hope of representing their country in international events. Israel tries to kill our sporting hope by bombing stadiums and sports facilities.
Israel is an abnormal country. It's a country that depends for its existence on violence and cruelty and repression. And so, it's extraordinary that a country that does that should be allowed to host a tournament like this. It's a part of the kind of normalization of Israel.
Just this week, UEFA President Michel Platini was in London to attend the organization's annual Congress. Racism was high on the agenda, with UEFA announcing tough disciplinary regulations against players or officials found guilty of racism in European club or international games. The perpetrators would face a minimum 10-match ban.
Protesters here believe that if UEFA are serious about kicking racism out of football, then they should prevent Israel from hosting the under-21 European tournament. They believe that Israel is the most racist regime, and a boycott by UEFA will send a strong message against racism.
Palestine! Free! Free!
Palestine!
Free! Free!
Palestine!
Over 100 protesters converged outside the UEFA annual Congress to highlight Israel's apartheid system. They believe UEFA would be complicit in whitewashing Israel's crimes if the tournament was to go ahead.
The reports of racist attacks within Israel on Arab-Israeli players, the reports of attacks on Palestinian children when they're out playing football, the prevention of any normal life for the children of the West Bank and Gaza. Israel has no right to be seen as a legitimate host of a football tournament.
The tournament is scheduled to take place next month, but protesters hope that growing pressure could force UEFA to cancel the event in Israel. Hassan Al-Khatib, Press TV, London.